KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports this morning here on KJAN Sports is being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Now taking a look here at sports this morning here on KJAN and taking a look at scores from some high school basketball action last night. Class 4A semifinal play, it was Countables Abraham Lincoln 75-57 over Lewis Central, and Sioux City North defeated Sioux City East 78-73. Just a couple of scores from last night's play. Also, moving on to take a look at some scores for you from the NBA last night. It was Indiana over Cleveland 93-86. Philadelphia beat Washington 89-81. Boston over Charlotte 106-98. Golden State beat Toronto 113-89. New York over Detroit 121-115 in double overtime. Atlanta was a 95-88 winner over Orlando. It was Houston beating Brooklyn 102-98. Clippers top Memphis 97-79. New Orleans 104-102 over Miami. Chicago beat Minnesota 96-89. Utah beat Denver 104-82. San Antonio 107-96 over Sacramento. Lakers beat Milwaukee 101-93. And it was Portland outdistancing Oklahoma City 115-112. In the National Hockey League last night, Boston was a winner over New Jersey 3-2. The Islanders beat Calgary 2-1. Carolina 3-0 over Washington. It was Tampa Bay 4-0 over Chicago. Colorado beat Dallas 5-4 in a shootout. And it was Anaheim 4-2 over the LA Kings. Also, a couple of games from top 25 women's basketball last night. 10th-ranked Arizona State beat Utah 46-42. And 14th-ranked Princeton was a 67-49 winner over Yale. In a note from the baseball world, Adam Wainwright won't pitch in exhibition games until mid-March because of his abdominal strain, a delay that could prevent the St. Louis Cardinals ace from starting the Major League season opener at the Chicago Cubs on April 5th. Wainwright was hurt Monday while putting a 45-pound weight back on a rack. He returned to St. Louis for an examination by Dr. Michael Brunt, who said the injury was minor. Cardinals manager Mike Matheny is open to the idea of pushing back Wainwright's season debut a couple of days if the right-hander doesn't respond to prescribed rest as quickly as doctors expect. The Chicago Bulls are optimistic that point guard Derrick Rose will be back before the NBA playoffs. The team expects Rose to be out for just 4 to 6 weeks after undergoing knee surgery to repair a torn meniscus. General manager Gar Forman described the procedure as minor and said that Rose was able to walk out of the hospital. The team isn't sure when the injury occurred. Rose had an MRI on Tuesday after complaining of knee pain. Rose played in only 10 games last season before having surgery for a similar injury in November of 2013, cutting short his long-awaited comeback from a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. Earl Lloyd, the first black player in NBA history, died Thursday at the age of 86. Lloyd made his NBA debut in 1950 for the old Washington Capitals. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said in a statement, "The league will strive to always honor his memory." Lloyd helped the Syracuse Nationals win the 1955 NBA title, joining teammate Jim Tucker as the first black players to play on a championship team. In college basketball, UTEP coach Tim Floyd has been suspended for a game by Conference USA for failing to leave the court quickly after receiving two technical fouls and getting ejected in a loss at Louisiana Tech. The league says Floyd violated the league's conduct policy, which calls for an automatic suspension if a coach doesn't leave the floor in a timely manner after an ejection. He will miss Saturday's game at Southern Miss. In NFL news, the Browns and veteran quarterback Josh McCown have worked out a contract, which likely means that Brian Hoyer has played his final game for Cleveland. McCown went 1-10 while completing 56% of his passes for 2,206 yards, 11 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions as Tampa Bay starter last season. In other moves, Arizona has released defensive tackle Darnell Dockett, allowing the three-time Pro Bowl lineman to test the free agent market. The Cardinals are still interested in retaining Dockett, who has played his entire 11-year career with Arizona. The Philadelphia Eagles have released offensive lineman Todd Harrimans. The 32-year-old started 132 games while playing his first 10 seasons in Philadelphia. The move saves the Eagles $2.8 million in salary cap money. The Redskins have announced that they have released defensive end Stephen Bowen and defensive lineman Barry Cofield, both of whom spent the last 4 years with the team. The Falcons released wide receiver Harry Douglas and starting offensive guard Justin Blaylock. Receiver Brian Hartline has been let go by the Miami Dolphins. The Ravens have dropped defensive end Chris Canty after two seasons with the team, and the Chicago Bears have agreed to a one-year contract extension through 2015 with tight end Zach Miller. In Major League Baseball, Milwaukee Brewers third baseman Aramis Ramirez has announced that he will retire at the end of the season, his 18th in the majors. The 36-year-old Ramirez hit .285 last year with 15 homers and 66 RBIs. He's also a lifetime .285 hitter with 369 home runs and 1,342 runs batted in. Outfielder Juan Pierre has announced his retirement after a 14-year Major League career that included a World Series championship with the 2003 Florida Marlins. He goes out ranked 18th in career stolen bases with 614. Toronto Blue Jays left fielder Michael Saunders has undergone knee surgery on his left knee and could return to the team sooner than previously expected, perhaps in mid-April. He tore cartilage Wednesday when he stepped on a sprinkler while shagging fly balls. Daytona 500 winner Joey Logano has won the pole for Sunday's NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway. Logano led the final session of qualifying with a blistering lap of 194.683 miles per hour to beat out Kevin Harvick for the pole. Jeff Gordon, Matt Kenseth, Jimmy Johnson, and Tony Stewart were among 13 drivers who didn't get on the track after failing to pass inspection. Travis Quappel will be on the sidelines for Sunday's Sprint Cup race at Atlanta Motor Speedway after his car was stolen. The $250,000 stock car was taken from a hotel parking lot near the track and hadn't been found in time for mandatory inspection before qualifying. The number 44 NASCAR Sprint Cup car is owned by a small budget Team Extreme, which doesn't have a backup car to run. The owner of one of NASCAR's sponsors offered a pit pass to every race the rest of the year to anyone who helped locate that Chevrolet. And the Team Extreme says the car was now found here early this morning, northwest of Atlanta in Gwinnett County. The team tweeted a picture of team owner John Cohen standing in front of the number 44 Chevrolet, which was valued at $250,000 and appears undamaged. Morrow Police Detective Sergeant Larry Oglesby, leading the investigation in the Atlanta suburb, confirms to the AP that the car was recovered. The discovery comes too late to help the team, which was forced to withdraw from the weekend race at Atlanta. This car was stolen along with the pickup truck and trailer that was hauling it just a few hours before Travis Quappel was to run in that qualifying there, as we mentioned. In the PGA, Rory McIlroy has missed the cut at the PGA's Honda Classic. The world's number one golfer has just won birdie and bogeyed three of his last four holes over for a 4-over 74 that left him 7-over for the tournament and four shots below the cut line. Patrick Reed is the clubhouse leader at 6-under, but Brendan Steele was at minus 8 through four holes before the second round was suspended by rain. And the PGA Tour is completing plans to bring the Match Play Championship to Austin, Texas, starting in 2016. Three people aware of the negotiations told the AP that Texas-based Dell will be the title sponsor of the World Golf Championship event that features the top 64 players in the world rankings. The tournament would move to March, making it inviting for international players to stay in the U.S. to play in the Masters. And also, here later on today, we have college basketball on tap for you here on KJN as the Iowa Hawkeyes play on the road at Penn State. That game will tip off at 5 o'clock here this evening. We'll have pregame at 4 o'clock for you later on here today as well. A couple of other big top 25 matchups for in-state teams later on here today, including the 10th-ranked Northern Iowa Panthers. They're on the road to take on 11th-ranked Wichita State. That'll be a 1 o'clock tip time here this afternoon, televised on ESPN, and College Game Day is there for the festivities here this morning as well, getting hyped up for that big showdown there in the Missouri Valley Conference. Also, later on here this afternoon, the 12th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones are on the road at Kansas State. That game will tip off at 3 o'clock and be televised on ESPN2. Some other top 25 matchups include 18th-ranked Arkansas at top-ranked Kentucky. That'll be a 3 o'clock tip time as well on CBS. 7th-ranked Arizona is at 13th-ranked Utah as well in another battle of top 25 teams today. And 20th-ranked West Virginia is at 19th-ranked Baylor. So a few top 25 matchups on tap here on this Saturday. That's a check of the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.